This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Henry Epp was telling us earlier about President Biden's plans to hike tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum exports. Now let's narrow in on one of the country's major imports, wine. Some 60% of the wine consumed in China is imported, but demand has been shrinking. It's only a third of what it was in 2017. And now the country's wine cellars are having a hard time staying in business. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more.
For more than a decade, Shanghai's San Yan Jian operated as a wine bar, where folks could sit and relax with a glass of wine. But the business was hit so hard during the pandemic that last year, the owner, Li Yongliang, pivoted, and he turned it into a shop where people can buy wine by the bottle to take out.
When we run a wine bar, every month we can sell roughly around 1,500 bottles. But now every month we can sell, let's say, over 3,500 bottles per month.
At a big wine show in Shanghai, vendors complained they were hurting and had been since before the pandemic. Australian wine exporter Vikas Gupta outlined part of the problem.
You walk here and count the number of labels.
There are 200,000 types of wine here. He says China's wine market is crowded. His sales have dropped 60-70% from pre-pandemic levels. Then there's China's economy. It's still growing, but not as fast as before. And that hurts wine sales, says Sebastian Carreau, a seventh-generation winemaker from France.
The wine here is used for the business. They use the wine to give some presents to good clients.
And when business is slow, he says, there's no need to do that. His sales are only 40% of what they were in 2019. The wine industry is also vulnerable to geopolitics, like when Australia's government wanted to probe the origins of COVID in 2020. Soon after, the Chinese government investigated Australia for unfair subsidies and dumping, says wine consultant Ying Kai.
China increased the tariff on Australian wine by as much as 200%. So sales of Australian wine in China fell off a cliff in 2021 and 2022.
China has now lifted those punitive tariffs, but the tariffs on American wine are still in place because of ongoing trade tensions. Even so, says Ying Kai, there are many reasons to be hopeful about the wine industry here. China still ranks among the world's top 10 wine-consuming nations. But he says wine makes up only 2% of the country's alcoholic drinks market. The preferred drinks are beer and a fiery grain alcohol called baijiu.
China is still a largely untapped market for wine. There's still a lot of potential for expansion.
That's what's brought Abdul Khalilov Rusbek to start importing wine from his native Moldova.
We want to enter the Chinese market mainly because of the war in Ukraine. We used to be able to sell 15 million bottles a year to Russia and Ukraine. Once the war began, we lost both markets.
Back at the San Yan Jian wine shop, owner Leon Liang says he's opening another branch in Shanghai. He's crunched the numbers.
It's around 300 RMB per person every night.
He's setting up in an area where there's lots of restaurants with very poor wine lists. He reckons if diners see his shop, they might buy a bottle of fine wine for $40 and take it to the restaurant. Many don't charge extra for bringing your own bottle.
So how do you see your business in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think all the Chinese market is recovering, and more people, they're still drinking wine.
And what they would like, he says, is fine wine at an affordable price. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.